and welcome to your outlet for outdoors and Western lifestyle news, The Bend Show. I am your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck. We say this each week. We do love hearing from all of you. Your comments, stories, and ideas. Get a hold of us anytime. Call or text 305-900-2363. Again, that's 305-900-2363. Or you can always drop an email to bendradioshow@gmail.com. Right along, as always, is my producer and co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. Now, we've got a little debacle in our house. I got to bring this up. Sometimes we all get along, but sometimes things just kind of, I don't know, get under our skin. So, Tigger.
So, apparently I did something that's under your skin.
What's the deal with, and tell me, ladies, if I'm the only one that deals with this, but when your man takes the garbage out, why does he not put the bag back?
It's
like
just
a new bag out.
It's the one in the one closet that I forget. The regular garbage, I don't.
If no, you forget that one too.
That's the only thing that is under your skin right now. Come on.
You forget that one too in the kitchen. Both of them. I'm always like, I'll toss something in the garbage and I'll hear it hit it just right. And I'm like, oh, you didn't put a bag in
it. Well, maybe I'm busy doing something.
What are you doing?
Okay, you want to talk about this? Let's get into this. How about maybe it's not a competition to see how far you can get on a tank of gas before you fill it up, especially in wintertime?
Okay.
Because it doesn't make any difference, Beck, if you don't get better gas mileage because you extended it to see if you could get into the yard on vapor. You don't extend the gas mileage. It isn't any cheaper or any more expensive, so just fill up the gas tank, especially in wintertime.
Well, I think it's smart for everybody to know how far their vehicle can actually go.
Okay, I mean, that has merit, but it's not a competition. It's not. It's wintertime. Just fill up the tank of gas.
So there you have it.
Before you leave someplace.
What happens in your household? I'm just curious. What are things that maybe get under your skin from the one that you love that you chose to be with?
Apparently, we've been locked up for just way too long over the Christmas holiday break.
Shoot me a text, 305-900-2363. Heading to the news, our first story takes us to Colorado. Authorities have ended the search for mountain lions after a solo hiker was fatally attacked on a remote Colorado trail near Rocky Mountain National Park. The victim was identified as 46-year-old Kristen Marie Kovach of Fort Collins. She was found dead on New Year's Day along the Crozier Mountain Trail, southeast of the small community of Glen Haven. Two hikers discovered her body around noon and reported seeing a mountain lion nearby, which they scared off by throwing rocks. One of the hikers, a physician, tried to help but could not find a pulse. An autopsy confirmed Kovach died from asphyxia caused by compression to her neck. The Larimer County coroner ruled her death an accident, saying her injuries were consistent with a mountain lion attack. It was Colorado's first fatal mountain lion attack since the late 1990s and only the fourth reported in North America over the past decade. Wildlife officers killed two mountain lions in the area later that day. Officials say one of the animals, a male, had human DNA on its paws. A third lion was reportedly seen, but after 4 days of searching with no further evidence, authorities called off the effort and reopened nearby trails. Kovach's family described her as an ultra-marathon runner who loved hiking and Colorado's public lands. Wildlife officials note there have been several mountain lion encounters in the region in recent months, including attacks on dogs and a runner who fought off a lion last fall. Colorado is home to an estimated 3,800 to 4,400 mountain lions, which are rarely aggressive toward humans but can pose a risk in isolated areas.
So you don't know if she was alone, right?
She was alone.
She was alone in that situation. This is it's a terrible thing, of course, but extremely isolated.
This was an isolated situation. But again, it's a good reminder when you're going out into the backcountry to let folks know where you're going and to stay aware of everything around you.
I was going to bring that up. How many times, like when you and I first got together and we were learning about each other, right? And I said that I was a very avid hiker and you had brought it up. You said, did you go hiking with anybody? And I said, no, I've always hiked by myself. And you even brought it up. That's kind of a dumb thing to do there, Mr. Safety, of going into all these places and not even letting anybody know that I'm taking off for a day or a weekend or whatever and going on this hike.
It's really important that you do that. And I even find this happen, for example, like in our family, we'll go elk hunting. I'll use that as an example. And we always make sure that somebody back home, I know we all have our secret spots, right? Even when we're deer hunting, our secret spots, we let somebody know approximately where we're going to be hunting just in case we don't come back after dark.
Was it the app OnX? Is that what you used last time and you shared it with me?
Yes.
That, and I could kind of see where you and Adam and Blue and Doug and everybody was going.
Before I left, because you and I share an Onyx subscription, excuse me, I had logged into my account on your computer and then I would put pins in just as wherever we were going along the trail. So you had an idea of approximately where to search for us if you ever would have to. Staying on the theme of hiking, we head to Phoenix, Arizona, where in a first-of-its-kind rescue, Phoenix firefighters used a delivery drone to help a stranded hiker on Camelback Mountain in Arizona last month. The hiker was spotted in the evening just after 8 p.m., waving for help from the rocky Camel's Head area. With darkness settling in and terrain too dangerous to navigate at night, rescuers knew they couldn't reach him until morning. Instead of leaving him without help, the Phoenix Fire Department launched a weight-bearing drone. The drone flew supplies directly to the mountaintop, delivering a cell phone, food, water, and a blanket to keep the hiker safe and comfortable overnight.
Well, heck, it sounds all right for that kind of deal. You got everything you needed.
By the way, Camelback Mountain sees dozens of rescues every year, often due to extreme heat and difficult trails. Until now, firefighters relied mostly on helicopters and ground crews, but drones, originally introduced in 2022 for wildfire monitoring, are changing how rescues are handled. The department's drones use thermal imaging and can carry up to 6 pounds. Each drone costs about $15,000, but firefighters say the technology is already proving its value. Crews were able to make multiple quick supply drops during the night, something that would have taken much longer on foot. Phoenix fire officials say the mission highlights their commitment to using new technology to protect both firefighters and the public, and they plan to keep expanding how drones are used in future rescues.
You said it had thermal?
Yeah, thermal imaging, and think it's able to carry up to 6 pounds. You can actually take quite a bit up there.
So the Camelback, is that what it was, right?
Camelback Mountain.
Camelback Mountain. You've hiked that, right? So
yes.
You kind of know the area where this hiker may have been stranded?
I do know the area where he was stranded, and I don't blame the rescuers for waiting until light. It's a dangerous area to be doing anything at night.
But super cool that I'm thinking all kinds of other things, though, with the thermal imagery on drones. I'm thinking hog hunting.
I knew
That's
you would.
That's what's going through my
Coyotes,
head.
Coyotes, all of that. I knew, Tigger.
I was thinking hog hunting because I was just talking with Charles the other day about hog hunting and using thermal, but now,
Honey, at $15,000 a pop, you're not getting one.
We need to find a sponsor that can come out and hang. Oh, we need to find a sponsor that can come out and test these things, and we'll test them. We'll do some coyote hunting.
Well, if any of you know of somebody that wants to join Tigger and I and has this thermal imaging drone, give us a call. On that note, though, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we have more of The Ben Show.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one, Medora Boot and Western Wear.
You've waited, dreamt of a hunting adventure, and now have harvested that trophy of a lifetime. Keep the memory alive with a custom-designed mount preserved as a work of art. Check out our approved taxidermist. Depending on your location, the award-winning Schneider Taxidermy is located in Helena, Montana. When hunting the Dakotas, JB's Wildlife Designs in Mandan, North Dakota, then Shadron Creek Taxidermy in Nebraska, and for the Central USA, Little Rack Taxidermy in Macomb, Illinois. Reach out to The Ben Show and let us help you find the right taxidermist.
Hey guys and gals, this is John Armand with Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV. Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV travels the back roads to the backwaters in pursuit of the ultimate adventure in hunting and fishing. Join Team UOA every week for exciting action in the crosshairs of the outdoors. Catch Ultimate Outdoor Adventures TV on YouTube, Amazon Prime, and make sure to follow Team UOA on Facebook and Instagram to share in the ultimate outdoor adventure.
Welcome back to The Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck, and sitting in the co-host chair is Jeff Tigger Earhart.
We can't say what you just said off air because the FCC would be all over this.
Why are you telling people?
It was a little slip of the tongue, but anyhow.
Anyhoots, you all know the saying, new year, new you. How about a blast from the past? Especially after having to endure the holidays, and how many of you were tired of hearing 6-7, 6-7?
Now it's 4-1.
Oh, it's 4-1?
Apparently, now it's 41. I don't know what 67 means. I don't know what 41 means. But now we got one back at you, all those young people that do the 6-7 and all these. And I think it's a generational thing because I'm thinking about and I'm going to age myself, but back to when I was a wee one, we had phrases like gag me with a spoon.
I've never heard that one before.
Really?
Gag me with a spoon?
Yeah, like gnarly.
Well, I know gnarly.
Like gnarly. Rad was maybe the generation after that.
I know rad.
Okay.
Yes.
How about this? Do you remember when there was cigarette lighters in cars?
Yes. I also remember when airplanes in the seats used to have the ashtray.
Oh, I completely forgot about that one. Mm-hmm. The little flip-up ashtray. How about video rental stores?
Yes.
Like Blockbuster and all these other ones. Yeah.
And now today we have Netflix. Funny little fact, by the way. Did you know that Blockbuster years ago, back in the year 2000, they had a major opportunity to buy Netflix for $50 million?
And they didn't.
And they didn't.
Kicking themselves for that one.
No kidding.
What about, and this really goes back a long time, mixtapes?
Yes.
You would go with the Ghetto Blaster. That's another one, right? That you would go and you would set it and record off of the radio, or you would grab somebody's Brian Adams tape and you would record it to yours.
Yes. And I remember when I was 7 years old, and for Christmas, I got my own radio and it had
dual cassettes.
Yes.
How about calling the radio station to get the time? That is true. That's what a lot of people did. Back in the day, to get the exact time, you would call to the local radio station because a lot of times there was a DJ on at night.
I never heard about that one.
I did that all the time.
I do remember always hoping to hear my birthday on the radio, that somebody would call it in. Or the other one would be if we had a blizzard come in, we always had to listen to the radio. There was no system that sent out, you know, an emergency email saying
text message or
that school is going to be later. No, we had to wait for the radio to say if the bus was coming or not.
Okay, let's stay on the entertainment side. How about this, y'all? Remember when you had to get up and walk to the television, turn the dial to change the channel? And I know most of you listening out there, you probably grew up like Beck and I did, and you had like 3-4 channels. If you had 4 channels, I mean, you were really hot dogging back then.
We had 3 channels on a good day.
Oh, so we were elevated. We had 4. Because I remember when. We even had 5.
Are you kidding me?
We had 3. NBC, CBS, and then we got ABC, which was fuzzy. I remember that. And then I remember getting Fox, and then there was PBS.
You know, I'm jealous right now. I grew up with just PBS, NBC, and CBS. That was it. And we hoped they came in.
Well, you should be thankful. here's another one for you. Remember this one. The Quix strawberry drink mix that came in that tin.
You mean Nesquik? Yes. Nesquik.
They still sell
the strawberry powder. It's just not in the metal tin that it was when we were kids.
You got to have it in a metal tin. What about this one? Big League Chew. Do you remember that one?
Is that the bubble gum that was in a pouch?
Yep, and it was in long strings. It was supposed to simulate chewing tobacco.
I do remember
Big League
that.
Chew.
I never would buy it because I would think about it. Ew, gross. It's like Copenhagen
I
or something.
I loved that
but
stuff.
Yeah, my younger brother, he loved it. That
I
was his
loved
big.
Big League Chew. And then, so Bubblicious and Bubble Yum Gum, I'm going to throw that one
all
in
right,
there, too.
All right, I did. Yes, of course, have those. Learn how to blow bubbles.
And it would last for like 40 seconds.
Yeah, the flavor was never there very long.
Drive-in movie theaters.
Oh, that's a blast from
the
past.
Have you ever been to a drive-in movie theater?
I have, but I was a really little kid, so I just remember us driving up and seeing the big screen. I don't couldn't tell you what movie it was or anything like that.
There are a few that are around the country that are still open. And if you want something, in my opinion, cool, take a little road trip, because it probably is going to take a road trip depending upon where you're at, you know, maybe an hour or two. But how neat would that be to throw the kids in the car and it's going to be like, well, this is how grandma and grandpa, how they went to movies. It was a drive-in. Wouldn't that be cool? I mean, just kind of reminiscing the nostalgia of it. I think it would be super neat. I haven't been to a drive-in. It's probably been 30 years.
I know my mom always talks about, as a kid, she was one of 10, and it was such a big deal because once a year, my grandpa would take her and all of her brothers and sisters to a drive-in movie. They had a station wagon, and she said that my grandma would go and make all the popcorn, so they'd just take it with. And
cheaters.
Then, yeah, but then grandpa would let them sit on top of the car, all over the car, and she said she always felt bad because grandma never wanted to come with until she realized much later that grandma got 10 kids out of the house for one night out of the year.
And I think you're safe that a tornado is not going to hit the movie theater.
Movie Twister.
Like the movie Twister right there. What about this one? Moon boots. Were you ever cursed that you had to wear moon boots? I don't know how to describe this to the next generation, but they were...
They need to watch Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, they're... Perfect.
Napoleon Dynamite, vote for Pedro, and they will see the moon boots.
I had to wear a pair of moon boots like that. They were gray.
So did I.
When I was a kid, I hated it.
And let's be real. You had to wear the bread sacks on your feet inside of those moon boots because they did not stay dry.
Exactly. Yeah, that was something we had to go through. We had to put bread sacks on our feet. Listen to us. We're sounding like our parents, right? I mean, you turn into the next generation.
We're turning into that progressive commercial that says don't become your parents.
All the time. Okay, so on the entertainment side, here were some things on my list. Do you remember... And this is maybe done today, that especially in elementary or kindergarten, when they have an assignment, they maybe get a star or a sticker or something like that. I don't know. I remember as a kid, we would always get stickers. Mm-hmm. But it was legit when you had got a scratch and sniff sticker.
That's true.
That was legit. I can remember it to this day, that there was one that looked like a little truck and you scratched it and it smelled like oil.
What?
Yes.
What kind of person would give you a sticker that smelled like oil instead of strawberries?
Well, I got them too, but maybe I don't know. Maybe it was shop class or something that I got. So here's the last one to see if the next generation, if they can figure this out. If you've got in the closet somewhere and you didn't throw it away, you've got an old rotary phone, not a wireless phone, or a cordless, I guess it was at that time. Put a rotary phone in front of a young person and see if they can figure it out of how they had to use it to call somebody. Dial up internet. You can hear the chime in your head with that one too, but a rotary phone. Do you think that they could?
Okay. I could see a person having a fun game with making a fun game out of this.
Figuring out how to use
it. With the youngsters and all their technology and their TikToking and everything. And they've got 30 seconds to figure out how to dial a phone number on a rotary phone without using their own phone to look up how to do it.
6-7, Beck. 6-7.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a short break. Stay where you are. You're listening to The Ben Show. This is Beck. First, I appreciate all of you for listening and making The Bend part of your week. Many of you have asked, how do I catch past episodes? The answer is super easy. Head to thebendshow.com and click on the Shows tab. There you can listen to every episode all the way back to episode 1. Podcasters, head to your favorite podcasting app and search The Bend. You'll find us. Be sure to follow and subscribe and never miss another episode again.
Our shows, well, they're your shows. Is there something that you'd like to hear? A segment, perhaps, that you would like to have a little more often? Like something, don't like something, it doesn't matter. Let us know. Call the hotline, email us, or message us on social media. We love hearing from y'all.
The hunt, the stories, the memories. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Let me capture and preserve that hunt, that story, that memory, with a trophy mount to last you a lifetime. Look us up on Facebook at JB's Wildlife Designs to see samples of our taxidermy, and reach out at any time with any and all questions you may have. This is Jake Fenrick with JB's Wildlife Designs. Taxidermy is my passion. Let me preserve yours.
Welcome back to the Ben Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck, right alongside Shotgun, my co-host, Jeff Tigger Earhart. I have to first off say, this has been quite the randomness of random, like, show.
This is
okay?
All over the boards, isn't it?
It is. But I do want to give a shout out to Jenny. She's out in Florida. She sent a text and she said, what about the rolling windows down? Rolling windows down.
Oh,
in an
we're
old
still
car?
Doing blasts from the past, sort
yes,
of in sunny
yes.
slopes long ago. Yes. Can you even get vehicles? I think you can order them specifically that they don't have
the automatic windows.
The automatic windows.
I believe you still can.
I think
can.
You can. Like fleet type vehicles
right.
might be that situation.
Yes, you still can. But I would got me thinking on this part of it. What about that little vent window? Remember when those vehicles used to have two windows?
That's what air conditioning was back in the day, Beck.
And you turn that little triangle window?
Yep.
I was thinking of my dad. He had a 1972 Ford Torino that's still in the family. And I remember trying to get that to open a little bit to get some air. Get some air. The other one that crossed my mind is, while we were still on this topic, I just thought of right now, chalkboards. Kids today don't know what a chalkboard is.
When I went to college was the first time I saw a dry erase board.
Oh,
blew
really?
My mind.
We had them when I was in high school.
Oh, you were fancy. You were out bougie and panache that you had that. No, when I went to college was the first time that I ever saw a dry erase board or knew what it was.
For some reason,
it blew my mind.
The chalkboard makes me think of it was like this big deal in my class. If you got to go outside and pound out the erasers. Don't ask me why us kids all wanted to be picked. Pick me
why
to go outside.
Why would you want to get picked for that? That was punishment.
Oh, in my class.
Oh, that was awful.
In my class, it was like, yay, I got 5 minutes or 2 minutes outside to go and beat something up.
Oh, no, you couldn't go to recess. You had to go and clean the erasers. That was punishment back in the day.
Well, I see how difference in
okay,
our school.
So, since this is random, and speaking of punishment, what about these games that we played as kids? This is the most random episode, but this is kind of fun reminiscing about the sunny slopes long ago. There is no way in Hades you could get away with this anymore. Remember Bloody Knuckles?
Oh, yes.
And you just beat the other person on their knuckles, and it was either the first person that quit.
That's pretty much how it went.
That's how it was, or you had to pull your knuckles away real quick, and the person would slip, and then it's their turn.
Yes.
Literally, Bloody Knuckles.
I'm thinking now, what about Red Rover, Red Rover? And you pretty much clotheslined your friends.
Is that where you had two lines and you would all hold hands and then you would say, Red Rover, send Rebecca right over. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly. Send
oh,
Beck right over.
My
and then
gosh.
You would sit there and either get clotheslined or they'd get you in the stomach and you'd do like a twirl over the arms. That was... I don't think they allow that today.
Did you ever
today.
Play Kill the Carrier?
That one I did not.
We played that as a kid. Remember this? It was called Kill the Carrier. And all it was, one person ran around with a football and everybody else tried to tackle him.
Oh, I think we had a different name for that.
And you take the ball away from him. We called it Kill the Carrier. And that's all you did. You just tried to beat up the kid that had the football. And then if you got said ball, now it was your time. To run from the savages. It was pretty brutal back then.
I would say, and I remember the one, the kick the can. I remember kick the can.
That was now I'm reminiscing about that. That was my favorite as a kid because we would play that after our 4-H meeting. So let me just set the scenario up, right? You would go to somebody else's place, their farm or ranch, and usually it was like on a Sunday night, I think. We would have our 4-H meetings once a month. And then you're done with the meeting. In the summertime, you go outside and you're at a completely different place that you kind of aren't familiar with, and we would play kick the can. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. That was some of my greatest memories as a kid was playing. I mean, it usually resulted in kill the carrier and a combination of all the other ones.
I always loved the game Ghost in the Graveyard. That was always the fun one that I love to do. You did
what
it in the
that?
Dark, nighttime. It's essentially kind of like
that?
Tag in a way, but yeah, it's hide and seek reverse, except you're like in the dark.
Never heard of that.
That one was a lot of fun.
What is that one called?
Ghost in the Graveyard.
This has been the most random episode that you have ever done this is season 6, but hasn't
Red
this
light,
just been...
green light.
Oh, I remember that one.
That was another good one. It just came to my head.
And they did a version of that in Squid Game.
It just came to my head. It came to my mind.
But wasn't that just kind of fun reminiscing about the sunny slopes long ago? I mean, what we could get away with and what we had to use to get by.
One last one that comes to my mind is the game 7-Up. Have you heard of this? This kind of throws you back to the old days of baseball. In our ranch yard, we had a couple of old discs off the disc that essentially made us a baseball diamond, but my dad would go and toss the ball to himself and crack the ball out there, and you'd have to catch it. And if you caught it up in the air, you got 7 points. If it bounced once, you got like 1 or 2 points. Anyway, it was called 7-Up. It was a lot of fun.
So just kind of reminiscing about the Sunny Slopes long ago, but just like we are telling the stories of our generation, our parents told the stories of theirs, and I guarantee it, the generation of 6-7 is going to be telling the stories of theirs.
And that's all for this week, folks. Remember to keep sending in any questions you might have. If you know of something spot worthy for us to share or your area's field reports, that number again, call and text anytime, 305-900-2363. Again, 305-900-2363. Or you can always email bendradioshow@gmail.com. And if you missed part of this episode or want to hear past shows, you can find them all on the website, thebendshow.com. And be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcasting app and to the Bend Show YouTube channel. Finally, a big thanks to all of you listeners out there that came along. And whether you're coming or going today, stay with us as we ranch it up. And remember to keep up with me back all week long by following The Bend on Facebook and on Instagram at The Bend Show. This is Rebecca Warner. Catch back if you can next week on The Bend.